You've co-authored a book, Referees, Match Officials and Abuse, Research and Implications for Policy. Did you have any aha moments or any real eureka moments from writing that book on some silver bullet things we can do?
Yeah, well, what we focused on at the end of the book was a 10-point plan, if you like, which basically brought together all the research, all the work that we'd done across different sports, across different countries. And we really focused on bringing that together and looking at what we can do to change the situation. Because, you know, what really struck us when we were, you know, going through the data and doing the work in, you know, around the world really, was this shared trend. There's an increase of abuse, you know, and if we're talking about cricket, rugby union, we had media reports of issues within American sport, you know, 80% dropout rates in high school officials, reports of issues in rugby league in Australia, rugby union in New Zealand, of, you know, incidents where officials have been attacked or physically assaulted, or, you know, and we were seeing this, you know, wherever we looked, really. And that was the shocking thing for us, that, you know, perhaps I don't think we anticipated the scale of the problem before we started really looking at the issues across sports and across countries. Certainly sports like cricket and rugby union, we didn't expect, you know, the data to tell us that there was such an issue. And that was really eye-opening. And so what we focused on in that final chapter is really, well, these are the problems, but let's look at what we can do. You know, let's look positively at some sports that are doing some good things, that are really trying to make a difference. And there are examples of good practice. If we look at hockey in Australia, for example, there's been Hockey New South Wales we looked at in the book, where they'd had pledges of positivity and codes of conduct and things like that that people were signing up to and teams had to adhere to. You know, there was some things from county FAs in England, some initiatives that were really good, such as, you know, young official campaigns and wearing different colour armbands depending on age and experience and things like that, which were instigated a few years ago. And so there were pockets of really innovative stuff and things that people were doing that, you know, were trying to make a difference. And so we tried to end the book on a bit more of a positive note, looking at some things that were working, but also understanding that sports need to talk to each other more, that there needs to be more interaction between and within sports, you know, but also outside of sports. Can we learn from other sports? What's been tried somewhere that's worked and hasn't worked? You know, so we don't need to reinvent the wheel. If it's worked somewhere, can we implement it and amend it to our sport? If it hasn't worked, why hasn't it worked? Let's learn the lessons from that, you know, rather than doing the same things over and over again in different countries and different sports and getting the same results. So hopefully that final chapter and the last couple of chapters really tried to focus on sort of positive aspects, but also, you know, what we learned over the, you know, the analysis of the data, but also the, you know, the work we've done around the world and in different sports, trying to bring some of this content together.